Praise the Lord. Happy to be out. Amen. Let's all stand. Let's bow our heads before Him. Precious Heavenly Father, we appreciate another opportunity, Lord, to gather. Lord, this is where our heart's at, Lord. This is where we long to be, Lord, to meet You. Lord, we know we carry You every day with us. Lord, You help us make decisions. But Lord, to gather and praise Thy holy name and to hear Thy precious word. Lord, what a blessing it is. Lord, just have Your way in this service. Everything that's said and done be done for Your glory and Your honor. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to turn to page 9 in our little capstone books. Why shouldn't I praise the Lord? Amen. Why shouldn't I praise the Lord? He's been so good to me. The living Word made flesh again and revealed to me. I was blind and I could not see till this message found me. And I rose to praise the Lord for all His mercies to me. Went to Jerusalem, our Lord went, there were praises to Him. From the people who received the Lord, Him they highly esteemed. But the Pharisees that gathered said, make them be still. But Jesus said the rocks would surely cry out, let them shout as they will. Why shouldn't I praise the Lord? He's been so good to me. The living Word made flesh again and revealed. I was blind and I could not see till this message found me. Then I rose up to praise the Lord for all His mercies to me. We shouldn't sit with our heads hung down. God is with us now, giving strength to bright each day since the true ways is found, and the manifest the signs of God, this world surely will see. Then the rapture will take her away from death, the last enemy. Why shouldn't I praise the Lord? It's been so good to me. The living Word made flesh again and revealed to me. I was blind and I could not see till this message found me. Rose up to praise the Lord for all His mercies. Oh, why shouldn't I praise the Lord? He's been so good to me. The living Word made flesh again and revealed to me. I turned and I could not see till this message found me. Then I rose up to praise the Lord for all His mercies to me. Amen. Let us praise Him. We shouldn't sit with our heads hung down. Amen. God is with us now, giving strength to the bright each day. He's so thankful for that. Amen. Since the true way she's found, what a blessing. Amen. So much to praise Him for. Amen. I'd like to turn to page 169, our big books. Amen. Amen. Reading through these words, just listen to these. Let these words sink into your heart as you sing them. Amen. Oh, my heart sings today, sings with joy and gladness. Jesus saves, satisfies, banishes my sadness. Guilt is gone, peace is mine, peace like to a river. Jesus is wonderful and mighty to deliver. Oh, he's wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is to me. Amen. Yes, he is. Amen. Keeping me, keeping me from sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer. Praise his name. Oh, once a slave, now I'm free. Free from condemnation. Jesus gives liberty and the full salvation. Now the sins of the past have been all forgiven, and my name's inscribed upon the book of heaven. Oh, he's wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is to me Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is he. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. With my Lord in a holy union, day by day, all the way, having sweet communion. Oh, what change grace has brought in my lowly station, since my soul's received that full and free salvation. Oh, he's wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is to me Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is he. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, mighty God is he. Hallelujah. Amen. My Redeemer. Amen. What a mighty God he really is. Amen. I'm so thankful he gave me a desire to serve him. Amen. He could have chosen anyone. Amen. That's why it's grace. Amen. Page 43 in the same book. Back a few pages there. Amen. Thinking about this. Every opportunity we come in here to dine on his precious word. Amen. It is a precious opportunity. Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. With his manna he doth feed and supplies our every need. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. Oh, come and dine, the master call of at Jesus' table all the time. feast at Jesus' table all the time. To the fed multitude, turn water into wine. To the hungry, calleth now, come and dine. Soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. All the host of heaven will assemble me. A glorious sight, all the saints in spotless white, and with Jesus they will feast eternally. Oh, come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. Oh, you may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turn water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Oh, come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. Oh, you may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Did you come hungry tonight?
Yes.
Amen. That's why we came. Dine on His precious word. Amen. Praise His wonderful name. Brother Suttles, would you mind taking the offering now? Amen. What an opportunity this is.
Yes.
Amen. If you will, brother.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we're truly
yes,
so
Lord.
Appreciative. Oh, God, every time we gather around Your precious word, gather in this little building
that
You provide us. Lord, and be able to sing these precious songs of revelation.
Yes.
Oh, how wonderful it is to serve You, Lord. You're so precious
Amen.
To us. We're so thankful, Lord, that You're always mindful of us.
Yeah.
Pray, Lord, that You would just bless this part of the service, Father.
Yes.
This offering, Lord, as we give, as You've blessed us, may You just multiply it to meet the needs, Lord. We love You so. I ask that You just have Your way now, Lord. In the precious holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank You.
Amen. Let's sing that little chorus. Let the Lord have His way.
Amen.
Amen. Let the Lord have His way in your heart every day. There's no peace, there's no rest until the Lord has His way. Put your in His hand, oh, rest secured in His plan. Let the Lord have His way. Oh, let the Lord have His way. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Amen. There's no rest until the Lord has His way. Put your life in His hands. Rest secure in His plan. Let the Lord have His way. Amen. Anyone have a need upon their heart for their praise in their hand? Amen. Let's just keep it before Him as we go to Him in prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord. Lord, we were so glad when You said to come into the house of the Lord and to hear Thy word. Lord, it's such a privilege and such an honor, Lord, to sit here, Lord, and listen to Your word. Lord, what a blessed people we really are, Lord. Lord, how we love and appreciate Your word with all our hearts. Lord, You placed it in our hearts to do so. Lord, it's the most precious thing in our lives. Lord, it's only Your mercy and grace, Lord, we can stand here and say that. Lord, what a blessed people we really are, Lord. Lord, we stand here tonight, Lord, with many with needs upon their hearts. Lord, only you know about each heart and each hand that was raised.
Yes.
But Lord, we know you are the great physician. Lord, you are truly the master of the wind. Lord, we know you're more than able to take care of any situation.
Yes.
Lord, anything that might arise in our lives, Lord, we fully hand it all to you this night.
Yes.
Lord, and the ones that maybe couldn't be here tonight, Lord, they're always on our hearts, always on our minds and in our prayers. Lord, we ask you to bless them richly, Lord. Just,
yes.
Lord, place your hand upon their shoulder, and Lord, and let them know that you're with them. Lord, everything's going to be all right, Lord. Lord, we'll give you all the praise and all the glory, Lord, as we always should and always do. Lord, we all give it all back to you now, Lord, as you're our precious King and you're our precious author and finisher. And Lord, we give all the praise and glory to you this night. Lord, just have your way in the service now, the remainder of the service as the word comes forth, Lord. Lord, just let it, Lord, just let it bury deep into our hearts, Lord, and let us take it in. Lord, and when we leave this place, Lord, let it live. Lord, let everybody in this world see that there is Jesus Christ alive walking this earth again today. Lord, that ought to be our greatest desire. Lord, fulfill that desire if that's the case, Lord. For that is a blessed person, Lord, that feels this way, and we appreciate it with all our hearts. Lord, just have your way now in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. I just feel so thankful, so blessed, amen, to have that precious desire. Amen. Anyone have a song upon their heart? A special on their heart? Amen. 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 What a song to keep before you. Amen. When I think of how we came so far from glory, amen, dwell among the lowly, such as I,
yes, Lord,
to suffer shame and suffer. Who am I? Sing a little chorus. I love him. I love him. I love him. I love him. Because he first loved me. And
precious Lord, we thank you once more to the opportunity to come, and Lord, just to feel the sweetness of your Holy Spirit here and to sing these praises back to you, and Lord, to come with a great desire upon our heart, Lord, to have you speak to us, and Lord, to renew our minds to your precious word and to have it strengthen us, Lord, and to encourage us and to cause us to press on, Lord, and to continue to keep that fire burning down in our hearts, Lord, to be exactly what you want us to be in this last few moments of time. Yes. And Lord, we've just come humbly tonight asking you to take these few words and bless it to our hearts, Lord, and may it strengthen or strike where it needs to help us, Lord, as we press along life's way. And Lord, just let me be a vessel that you can use to speak through, and we'll never see to fail to make sure you receive, Lord, the glory and the honor for each and everything that's said and done. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen. Are you happy? Amen. Aren't you thankful for another day that we've been able to gather? Amen. Together, it truly is a highlight of our days, saints, to be able to come with one another and gather around God's precious word. And to, you know, as we always say, each one of us as we gather, we definitely would like to be sitting back there hearing our pastor speak tonight, but God has a purpose for all things, and we thank him that he gives us the ability to open up the pages and, if nothing else, be able to give us a voice to read these words and to bring these things back to our attention, that we'd ask God to just bless it to our hearts. But I'm going to turn to Jeremiah, the 17th chapter again. Last time I ministered, I was talking on a few things, and I'd just like to read this again and just bring a few things to go along with that. I just still felt it on my heart and praying it'll strengthen us. Amen. But here in Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, we'll just start there at the 5th verse and just read down to about that 8th verse. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, whose heart departeth from the Lord, for he shall be like a heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness and in a salt land not inhabited. But blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when he cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. May the Lord bless you in his word, and you may be seated. As we were speaking last time, and just to kind of refresh our memory, I'd like to read there in 2 Peter that verse of scripture. Amen. If we may, if you want to turn with me, you can in 2 Peter. I think it was the second chapter we read. The first chapter of the book of 2 Peter in the 19th verse. But we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star rise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And as we were talking the last time and kind of just to rehearse a little bit, but the assurance that Paul had, that what he had received, he didn't receive of man, but he had received of God. And he never failed to deliver the full counsel of what he had received. And then we can follow that down through in the Brother Branham being the prophet in this last day, he had the same statement to say what I said, and to that assurance that he had delivered what God had laid upon his heart as being that messenger to this last age, and to see that. And we see God watches over his word always to perform it and to see that it's manifested and to vindicate it. And how we can look at these great men and the assurance we have in God's precious word. And how we see that even Peter on the day of Pentecost, when he stood up and began to preach and to bring forth, where was he pointing them to? Back to Christ and back to the word. Repent and be baptized. You men of Judea, this man, Jesus Christ, pointing them to the word and who he was and why he came. And Paul rising on the scene as that messenger for the last age and or first age and bringing forth and pouring his heart out, pointing them back to the word and taking the scriptures and showing them Jesus Christ of the Old Testament was Jesus Christ of the New. Jehovah of the Old Testament was Jesus Christ of the New. And how it just flows, and it brought the assurance that Paul had in his heart as he went forth preaching. And we see how all that God has done down through the ages and how he kept it in perfect continuity. And then in this last age to send a prophet, a messenger. Amen. And we had read a little quote here in the message, God's Only Provided Place of Worship last time, paragraph 68. It said, a prophet is God's reflector. How many knows that? That reflector don't reflect itself. The reflector isn't the reflection. There has to be something strike the reflector to make it reflect. So a prophet is a chosen vessel of God that cannot reflect nothing at all. But he's in direct line with that reflection. And God to reflect the image of Christ, the Word. See, nothing else can do it. And you're a reflector. And that's the reason the prophet had to eat the book. That's the reason he had to eat the scroll. He had to reflect that word for that age. And how we can see that in Paul's life, and we can see that in the ages as they came, and how as each prophet was on the scene, Moses, Elijah, and you can look back through and see the reflection of Jesus Christ shining forth from their life for the age they were in, and how this day we see it through the prophet's life. He was reflecting and pointing us back to the word, not to his idea, not to his just the feelings about things, but look at how many times, it's rehearsed many times of how he was walking along talking with one of the brothers one time, and the question come up, what is the evidence of the Holy Ghost? And you know, but then, and he thought it might have been this, and he thought that could have been that, but when God once spoke to his heart, and then he brought it forth, this is, that you can receive the word and it vindicate the message for your day. And oh my, what an assurance he had when God once revealed the word to him. With thus saith the Lord, the word came forth with an assurance and a steadfastness. And you know, back here, I'm going to turn back here to Proverbs and read a very familiar scripture. If you'd like to turn with me. Proverbs, the third chapter. And read here, start at the first verse. My son, forget not my law. But let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. And let not mercy and truth forsake thee. But bind them about thy neck and write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. But trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. But in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. And be not wise in your own eyes, but fear the Lord and depart from evil. And as we see these precious words being spoken, and as we see how God has always made sure to declare that this word came not by the will of man, but men moved by the Holy Ghost brought these things to so that God in this last age would have a bride that would be able to stand there in the unity of the faith and in the stature of Jesus Christ, made in the conformed to his image by the word that's been brought. Not standing there with doubt in their heart and not leaning to their own understanding, but truly forsaking all things and looking into the heart and the meat of God's precious word. And if we would turn over here to John, the 14th chapter, just to place these things in our heart. John 14, we've read these things many times, but just place them in there for again another time. Amen. God's word is spirit and it is life. Amen. And it surely will just rejuvenate your heart and bring us assurance. But Jesus speaking here in that 19th verse of John, the 14th chapter, he said, or 18th verse, he said, I will not leave you comfortless. And oh my, you've got to see and realize he was speaking to me. He didn't leave me in darkness. He didn't leave me wandering. He didn't leave me stewing without peace of mind. But he said, I will not leave you comfortless, but I will come to you. And oh my, yet a little while the world seeth me no more, but you'll see me because I live, ye shall live also. And then there in that 26th verse, he said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. And oh my, how we can truly see this precious word laid out before us. And we see God has never failed to honor his word after starting back there with Moses. And they didn't want God to speak to him no more. And he said, I will no longer speak to him with the ear, but only through a prophet. And Amos, as it says, God will surely do nothing unless he reveals it first to his servants, the prophets. And what an assurance we can see in God's precious word as we see all these things. God has just kept it laying right in line, right in line. And then we come down to this age that was in such confusion. One thought it was this, and one thought it was that. But God declared in the book of Revelations when the mystery of the seventh angel began to sound, the mystery of God would be finished. And oh my, all of the loose ends would be tied up. And here we stand today seeing that that messenger has been here. Seeing the word has been brought back and seeing where we've been pointed back to, not to something new, not to something that's out here as a myth, but pointed right back into the holy scriptures of God's precious word. Amen. And you can see it line up from cover to cover. You can read it here and you'll see it match up over there, and read it in the beginning and you'll see it over here. And how we thank God for without him being on the inside, leading us and guiding us and teaching us, and that special gene of God placed in us before the foundation of the world that was put there by him that would be the receiver for that precious word that he would see. But through the foolishness of preaching, men's souls would be saved. Amen. And here we stand in this age being a recipient of all these things. Yes. And we see this direction that's come, and we see it being leading up to where we're standing today. And you know, as we mentioned last time, men has taken it upon themselves in this last age. Just do what I say and you'll make it in. Just do what I tell you. That's okay. Let me direct you. But you know, that wasn't God's plan. He sent the whole baptism of the Holy Ghost as a guide for each and every one of us. Placed it down in our hearts. But on top of that, he sent a fivefold ministry, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, till we all come to the unity of the faith. And how we must see God's plan in fullness. And we can't rise above and try to do away with any of that. God had a purpose in sending pastors. He had a purpose in sending teachers and prophets. And all these categories come to keep that word coming back. That I, as a recipient, sitting there, hearing the word of God rehearsed, renewed to my mind that I would be conformed to his image. By the renewing of my mind, I'll be transformed to be what he wants me to be. And if we'll keep God's word in its continuity and keep our own minds and our own ideas out of it and solely look back to God's precious word, you'll see that bride come right in view exactly the way God said she would be. And you know, it's a book of instructions, as we've said many times. And how it's came that way. And it's perfect. It's a perfect set of instructions. Amen. There's nothing lacking. It don't need nothing added to it. And it don't need nothing taken away from it. And God made sure to send the men that he needed at the right time to reveal the pieces that was hidden and to reveal it unto babes that such as would learn. And how we thank God for seeing that happen and being a recipient of it taking place in our hearts and in our lives. And the importance that we must place upon God's precious word. Saints, we've each had an opportunity, I believe, to see where people put their trust in a man. People's put their trust in something else. And many put their trust in just Brother Branham being a prophet and failed to see that God was speaking to them through that man's lips to show them the directions that they were to follow and to point it out the paths that they were to take. And oftentimes today when men get behind the pulpit and begin to bring the word the way that it was already brought and the way the prophet laid it out there, well, then they get a little upset with the mailman. Well, he don't know. He's just picking on me. He's bringing in a different... He's looking for this. But they've got to fail to see that God's instructions are perfect. And you know, it's just like when you buy something. If you try to put it together and you try to throw out the 5 screws that they tell you to put in one spot, it's not going to work. Something's going to fall apart somewhere. And God's word is much more precise than that. You can't leave out one word. It's got to be that entire word gelled together in our hearts and our lives. And it'll bring that perfect picture of what he saw that bride to be. And on top of that, the recipient, you know, oftentimes we may get instructions. I was thinking of the men that Brother Branham told them there was that oil down there in Kentucky. They could go drill and find it. And how, if they would have just followed the instructions he gave them, they'd have been all right. But how we can see that today. They wanted the benefits. They wanted to reap the benefits of what was there. And the same today, we want to reap the benefits of all that's in God's precious words. We talk about that city where the Lamb is the light, and those streets of transparent gold, and to be able to see that city and to be there and to live through eternity and to see the great millennium. Them instructions are laying here to bring us to that place that we're to arrive at. But we've got to take it word by word and let God do the work in our hearts and in our lives to make it match this book. And we can't lay nothing else aside or add anything to it or try to go on something that maybe somebody thought it could be this way. But it's got to be pure right out of there. Amen. And oh my, it's perfect in itself. And to do that, to make sure that we got the direction, God sent the leadership of the Holy Ghost to lead the ministry and to lead each one of us as individuals as our portion for this precious word. To finish up that work, that it's not a work we'll do in ourselves, nothing we can do in ourselves, but God is going to do it through us by the gifts that he has given us for this final age. Amen. And how we ought to be so thankful if we find ourselves in that number. Yes. This is in the Message, a guide, preached in October 14th, 1962. Just wanted to catch something Brother Branham was saying here. He said, paragraph 31, he said, God in the Old Testament sent prophets, and they were guides, because the word of the Lord came to the prophet, and they were guides. And they instructed the people, as we had last night, of Isaiah and Uzziah. And they was instructed, and they instructed the people and guided them, and how God has always sent his guides. He's always never been without a guide all through the ages. God always has had somebody that represented him on the earth in all ages. Now, sometimes they get off the guide, off the beam, as we call it, when Jesus was here on earth. Don't you remember Jesus said to the Pharisees, you blind guides, blind to spiritual things, see? Now, they were supposed to be guides, guides to the people, guiding the people to salvation. But Jesus said, you're blind. And he said, let them alone, for the blind will lead the blind, won't they all fall in the ditch? Blind guides. But oh, how the world has been contaminated with blind guiding. He doesn't want you to rely on your own understanding, right back to Proverbs. God does not want you to rely on your understanding or your thoughts or any man-made thoughts, but God sends a guide, and God wants you to remember that that's his appointed guide, and we must remember him. And here it says, Jesus said, I will not leave you
But I will pray the Father, and he'll send you another comforter. And this comforter, when he has come, was able to guide us into all truths, and the word of God is the truth, and the word is Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is the word. In the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Then if we follow the real true guide, the Holy Spirit, he was to tell us what he had seen, what he had heard, and he was to show us things that is to come. Amen. There you are. And he is going to show you things to come. And when the churches today reject that, how can we ever expect to go to heaven when the Holy Spirit was sent to us for a guide, and we'll take some cardinal, some bishop, some general overseer, somebody like that to guide us when the Holy Spirit was given to us to guide us. And the Holy Spirit always speaks of the Word. I've got many things to tell you. You cannot understand it now. But when he comes, he'll guide you to it. And that's the reason the coming of the seals, at the finishing of the seventh seal, the mystery of God should be finished. To know who God is and what he is, how he lives, his nature, his being. And you're supposed to be all the way up here by that time, see? Bring us into that full stature of sons and daughters of God, a church that's washed in the blood of Christ, that's bought without money, is paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. And now here we are, a guide, and he is God's provided guide. Now we're going through a wilderness, and we're on our road somewhere. And we can't get along without this guide, and dare anybody try to substitute it, any other guide. If you do, he'll take you off the line. The guide knows the way. He knows every inch of the way. He knows every thought that's in your heart. He knows everybody that's here. He knows who you are and what you've done and all about you. He's God's guide. The Holy Spirit will reveal things to you, will tell you things that he's heard, and can't repeat your words right back and say what you said, amen, and tell you what you've been, what you've got, and where you're going. A guide, a correct guide, and he will guide you to all truth, and his word is the truth. And you know, Paul, when he was here, he said, follow me as I follow Christ. Yes. He wasn't just come follow me. Jesus was here. He said, come follow me. Mm-hmm. And Paul said, come follow me as I follow Christ. And oh my, how it just stays in perfect continuity. The word has always been right back to the scriptures. And you can see it line up 100% with what it should be. But how we see where this has happened. And God lets things happen like that for a purpose. To where we have seen men rise up in themselves and try to draw people away from what the truth was. But God, by his mercy and grace, has a select people on this earth. Wherever they may be, he's given them something special down on the inside. That there is a drawing and a pulsating and a pressing, not to be sidetracked with anything, but to see it line right back up 100% into those scriptures. To see that word made alive, and then to see the vindication of those scriptures reproduced in their heart and in their life. To take the word that says, when you receive that word, your body will quickly come to it when it recognizes the word that's been spoken to you. When we see these things, all of these things lining up, and if the same Spirit that raised up Christ from the dead dwell in your mortal body, it shall quicken your mortal body. And how we see all of these scriptures gelling together, and how we see it when we hear this word, we can truly see we're becoming this word. We see it taking our lives over, and nothing you can do yourself, but it's only what he's already done for us by the equipment that he placed inside of us to be a receiver of this precious word. To believe every word, to hunger for it, to be every word. You can't do that in yourself. But it takes something special for that desire to be there burning, amen, pulsating, that, Lord, I want to be exactly what you want me to be. Amen. You know, we don't have to rely upon some man to come peck me on the shoulder and say, well, the word said this, the guide, the Holy Spirit in each one of us will only point each person back to the word. It won't point you to nothing else. But it's going to point you to that precious word. And how is each one of us have that original guide? That's the importance of having the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Yes. If the genuine guide's on the inside, you talk about unity. Yes. It'll bring that unity of that little bride looking for one object, one goal in life, to see that word reproduced in her. Yes. Right down the line. Mm-hmm. And he goes on here, he says, a correct guide in paragraph 37, the Holy Spirit will never say amen to some kind of a man-made creed. It'll only punctuate the word of God with amen because it's so. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit will not lead you any other way. Now, the strange thing is that we all of our great denominations and things, we claim each one led by the Holy Spirit. And there's such as much difference there as day and night in all of us. But when Paul, that little Pharisee that received the Holy Spirit, when Ananias baptized him, he went into Arabia and studied for 3 years and come back. He never consulted the church about anything for 14 years. And when he come and met Peter, the head of the church at Jerusalem, they were eye to eye in doctrine. Why? The same Holy Spirit where Peter baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, Paul did the same without anybody telling him. When Peter taught the baptism of the Holy Ghost and sanctification and so forth, Paul did the same thing without consulting the church, because it was the same guide. Then how can we be today when people deny these truths? When Peter taught what he did about the way the church was to be put in order, Paul had the same doctrine because they had the same guide. Amen. And look at who gave the fivefold ministry? God gave gifts to the church. And if God gives a gift, don't you think he can institute each one of those men for the place he's called and sent them to? There might be someone in Africa. There might be someone in India. There might be someone in some far country I ain't even heard of. But if God's got a bride there, God will send fivefold ministry where it's needed to make sure that they get that word brought to them in the way God wanted it delivered, to keep it pure, to keep it unadulterated, and to make sure they're fed nothing but the body word, the Son of Man, to bring forth the reactions and the results this Bible has put forth. And oh my, if I, so much today, so many people go to church and they've accepted that it's all right. If they're, you know, they can tell you, well, I know my pastor's off the word over here, and I know this brother's off over there, but I'm still following him. But Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. And to obey them to have the rule over you, considering the end of their conversation, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And oh my, how I want to make sure. And I thank God that he's placed me in this little building here where I believe God has placed a fivefold minister, pastor here to bring the word to a flock. And wherever you may be, somebody may be on the internet and hear this. And if you're someplace God has set you in place and give you a true fivefold minister to be a little over your flock, how thankful you should be to be able to sit there and truly see not someone that's just preaching and fattening their pockets or just rehearsing something, but they have a desire and their life backs up what they're bringing to show forth that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that this word will reproduce. And God vindicates his word. He sends the ministry brings the word goes out. If there's the true word and there's a receiver there, somebody will vindicate that word was true. You will see it make the difference in somebody's life. Somebody's life will shine forth for the glory of God to prove that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. And it's not the ministry that gets the credit, but it's God that gives the increase. And oh my, how thankful we are to see what God can do with the leadership of the Holy Spirit. God set it in order that it would all be in his time and in his place. But we must stay in tune with why God placed things and set it up. And you can't change it. I can't change it. God had a reason for setting it up the way he did. And it works exactly like he wanted it to. If we'll stay in our place, each individual, and just let God continue to lead us and guide us. Because he will lead each and every one of us. He may, yes, we're laity, and maybe he'll lead one of us to go do something. And that's fine, but make sure it's the leading of the Lord. But oh my, how it's, don't never try to take somebody else's place or be like somebody else, but be exactly like God wants you to be in this last day. Just take the word as it comes. God made some pastors, and he made some teachers, he made some singers, he made some deacons. We all may have a place. Some of us just get to come and enjoy the word of God and sit here and drink it in and enjoy the blessings of the Holy Spirit. Thank God if you can feel that spirit and feel the moving of the Holy Spirit and see the leadership is bringing the results in your life that God promised would be there. And don't ever get your eyes on a church or up on the man, but always make sure you keep it up on God and his precious word, because that's where the increase is coming from. Oh, my brother Brandon, when he was here, a prophet of God, but he could push us right back to that precious word every time. He never took credit for anything God did, but he made sure to always say, I was just standing there when he had his picture taken, giving God the glory and the praise. And I pray that each one of us, that's where we find our our place is giving God the glory and the praise for what he's doing in our hearts and in our lives. When we see this word manifested and made alive, oh, we should be so thankful. It should make me so happy. It should make me sing Amazing Grace. It should make a little chorus, I love him because he first loved me. When we see the reality that this word is becoming alive to me, and I'm fixing one of these days to leave this old world. It's going to be a reality. We're not going to live here forever. But there is a home over there that he's prepared for us because he said so, and I believe it. Amen. We've seen the vindication of it. And oh, may it strike our hearts. But don't forget, the instructions to be there has been placed here. And God has sent the ministry to give us those instructions and to make sure that we follow them, and we'll get there by God's grace. But you can't bypass any of it. We can't lay any of it aside and say, I don't want that piece and I don't want that portion. But we got to take it all and let God do the work in our lives. But he said here, he said when Peter taught what he did about the church was put in order, Paul had the same doctrine because they had the same guide. And the guide isn't going to take one over this way and one over that way and send one east and the other west. He's going to keep you together. And if we'll just let the Holy Ghost keep us together, we'll be one. If we don't let the devil pull you off on the wrong road, we'll be one heart, one mind, one accord by one Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the guide of God, that will guide us to that truth. That's right, but you've got to follow your guide. Yes, sir. Amen. And oh my, we've got to stay in tune with the Holy Spirit. Stay in the harness. Stay seeking God, crying out for revelation. Lord, continue to open my eyes. Show me the things that I don't understand. Lord, reveal to me what I need to take those next steps with you, to keep climbing higher and to press on. In the message, amen, here in What Shall We Do with Jesus Called Christ, paragraph 147, this was preached January 26, 1964. But he said, just a minute, I got a note here I want to bring you before closing. Like the spies on the road to the promised land, they was in an exodus, coming out of Egypt, come out by a promised word of God. God made his word known by a prophet. Moses sent him down there, and he was identified that he was the God to bring him out under the conditions that he had promised to the I Am. And when they came to the borderland, Kadesh Barnea, the great mistake they made, when they got to the land and they looked over in the promised land, they said, we can't take it. But what was the other 10? They looked at the circumstances, the prestige they would lose, were grasshoppers to the sight of them. But Joshua and Caleb checked up. They went back to the word. And the Lord said, I gave you this land. It's a good land flowing with milk and honey. They didn't count what it looked like, what this was, and what this evidence was. God's word said, I give it to you, go get it. And they were the only ones that went in. Oh, let us check up for the promises of God for today. That's right. Remember, we're in another exodus, an exodus this time not to into a promised land of the earth, but into the promised land of glory, where there is no return no more. No more. Glory to God, we're going to be there. And how we should see that, saints. Don't get caught up in what's going on around us. But let's go back and check up with the word of each one of us as we hear it come forth. Let's go back and check up, find our place in there, and then move forward with God for the promises he's given us and see Jesus Christ vindicate that word through our hearts and through our lives. And how God is on the move. We're not in a setting still time. It's a time to press. It's a time to keep climbing and a time to keep looking into this precious word and searching it out. As Paul put it over here in Corinthians, you sisters can come to the instruments if you would. Amen. 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, I guess it is. Amen. But Paul said, we dare not make ourselves the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. But we will not boast of things without our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which God hath distributed to us, a measure to reach even unto you. And oh my, as each time as we come in here, we see this rule that God has placed here. We're not coming here measuring ourselves by ourselves, boasting in my good merits and boasting in what I've achieved and boasting in what I've done. But Jesus Christ, by the leadership of the Holy Spirit, keeps the precious word clean and fresh laying here. And we measure ourselves up by his precious word, letting the leadership of the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us and to keep us moving forward with him. And saints, Lord, help us to never get our eyes focused on anything but God's precious word. Many have lost their vision in this last day. Many have lost sight of their goal and they've turned aside for maybe the pleasures of Egypt, the things it was a little nicer over here and it's a little nicer to have that. And it's a different time. We can't quite live like that today because it's this and it's that. But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he sent a prophet in this age that told us just how bad it was going to be before the coming of Jesus Christ. We know there was going to be these things and how close it would be in the last days. And here we stand in the time that the prophets and many righteous men longed to see. And we're here at that spot. And what a joy it ought to bring to my heart to see that I am a recipient of that precious word. And that the leadership of the Holy Spirit is leading me and guiding me to a closer walk with him. Keeping me not looking at all around what's going on in the world, but keeping me focused to the precious word of Jesus Christ. How thankful we ought to be, saints. As I say, it's not about giving roses. You know, I'm so thankful for our pastor as a pastor. He's a true pastor. He's not out running around, running here and running there and leaving the sheep to whoever. But he's here as a pastor to watch over his flock and to feed them and to guide them. And that's what any true pastor is going to do. And how thankful you ought to be as a people to God if you see that he's allowed you the privilege to be able to find a place that you can get your soul fed. And to be thankful that Jesus Christ is feeding us and leading us, the precious word. And we're not just following our pastor, but we're following our pastor as he follows Christ and the precious word. And it just flows in continuity, but we've got to keep it in the continuity God put it. And make sure we keep our eyes on the precious word of Jesus Christ. And we're going to wind up one of these days seeing the fulfillment of every word that's been placed in here come to pass. What a day it's going to be, saints. Amen. Jesus Christ, he knows the end from the beginning. He's Alpha and Omega. And when he set it in order, the great I am, he didn't leave nothing out. It's a perfect plan of salvation, a perfect plan of redemption. It's perfect and it doesn't need nothing. It's all right there. But you've got to take him at his word and believe what he said. And oh, my, seek him with all of our hearts. And he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Oh, I'm so glad that he's in love with me and I'm in love with him. Amen. Just a few simple words to go along with what we had said, but just to keep our focus, saints, on the precious word of Jesus Christ. Don't get sidetracked. I'm not interested in what somebody thinks. I'm not interested in what somebody has to say, but I want to see it in here. I want to see it found. Brother Branham never brought anything unless he could go back and find a scripture for it and find it tie in to the precious word. And how that should be such an example for us. And if we would only, before, just continue to go back and look and search. And as the word comes forth, yes, maybe the word comes and it steps on my toes and I feel, oh, I don't know about. But go back and look in God's precious word. Maybe the messenger that's bringing the envelope, the Holy Spirit's laid the message on the heart and it comes from the ministry as it comes. Maybe God had a reason for it and he's trying to show us. May we be little sponges laying before the Holy Spirit saying, Lord, show me what I have need of. Open my eyes to the word that I wouldn't just hear, I'm supposed to do this and I'm supposed to do that. But by God's grace, it would be a revelation. And from a desire within, this body will come subject to that precious word. And it'll live out automatically, not driven and pushed and forced. But automatically it comes right forth as our brother was bringing Sunday. Oh, I'm so glad that Jesus has set me free. Amen. I'm so glad that he's brought me out. Amen. Look back yonder where I could have been. But oh, I'm so glad that I'm here. Amen. Let's all stand. Amen. If we could just sing that little chorus. He brought me in. Amen. So glad that he saw me. Amen. And he come looking for me. Amen. Hallelujah. And found me. Yes. Oh, me in. He brought me in. Oh, I praise God. He brought me in. thankful we ought to be, saints, to think that when Jesus Christ himself was here, they called him Beelzebub and couldn't see him. But a few predestinated recognized who he was. And then the many men of old that walked, Paul and Peter, many couldn't see that it was Jesus Christ living in them. And they turned them aside and called them fanatics and many things. And the precious prophet that came in this age, many liked him when they saw great signs and wonders and jubilating times, they thought. But when the word began to come and to really cut and to pinch and to show the instructions of Jesus Christ, many didn't see it and they turned aside from him. And today many, because they never followed the instructions, they feel like they've come to a place they couldn't find it. And they're turning aside from it and moving from it. But if we'll only follow the instructions from the beginning to the end, you must be born again. And he will teach you and lead you and guide you into all truths, whatsoever I've said unto you. And as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. All of these precious words will become alive in us and a vindication, proving out that Jesus Christ manifests and vindicates his own word. It doesn't need anybody to interpret it. It'll do exactly what he said it would do. I'm so glad. Amen. He brought me in.
Especially in the day and age we live, we cannot do this in ourselves, as the prophet said. You can't even have the right kind of desire. You can't even understand things. But as we talked about there a couple weeks ago, blessed are your eyes for they see, your ears for they hear. What a blessing it is to understand the will of God in this day. And if there's something you're not seeing yet, you have the desire burn, Lord, show me. Show me. Show me where I'm lacking, Lord. See, I want to know what's right, and the desire is there to do everything he wants you to do. That's your eyes are blessed, your ears are blessed, you're blessed all the way around. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Precious Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for these words tonight of encouragement and strength, and Lord, the pureness of the Word of God, as our brother was speaking of, Lord, there's no flaws in the way you do things. But Lord, where flaws come in is where man gets in the way and man adds his own ideas and his creeds and his own personal thinking about things. But Lord, if we'd only stay with the Word, Lord, and as the prophet said, our brother mentioned, Lord, say what the Word says, say what the tapes say. And Lord, how true that is. We just do that and let you have your way, Lord, in our lives and bringing forth the Word of God and seen it live and made manifest. That's what our longing is, our desire is, Lord, that you place within us, is to see every word, Lord, lived in our lives. So we ask that you would help us to do so, Lord. If we fall short in anything, please reveal it to us, Lord. Open our understanding. Don't let us go on in a blinded state, but, oh, God, give us eyes to have to see, and, Lord, draw us closer unto you. Just appreciate now this blessed evening you've given us and gathering around the Word of God. May each one of us, Lord, have found our portion and Father, be able to go home with it and be encouraged and strengthened and Lord, press on like we never had before. Just go with us now. We ask again that you just watch over us, keep us safe upon the highways and bring us back the next appointed time. If you should tarry, Lord, we know it's getting close and just any day we could be getting out of here. Lord, these bodies will change in a moment, in the twinkle of an eye, and we're looking forward to that. So we ask. last, Father. Until that time, you just continue to help us get prepared and get ready for it. We pray now thy will be done in all things. And Lord, may we give you the glory for everything. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's sing a little chorus again. He brought me in. He brought me in. Oh, I thank God. He brought me in. Oh, look out. George, some of you may not know yet, but Brother George will be here with us March 14th, so it's coming up real quick. So just pray the Lord will have his way there and give Brother George a safe trip and bless him on his way and to get prepared for whatever it may be on the Lord's heart for us. So may God bless you all. You're dismissed now.